Yeah.
Get all that coughing out of your system. Hey everybody, we're Sex Show. This is Bob.
Hey everybody, this is Miles Title.
You gotta say your whole name, huh, Miles, tonight?
Yes, I do.
Say I gotta say the whole thing. People won't know who I am unless I say Miles Title, because, you know.
Miles Ezekiel Title here. Or Met.
Met, yeah, I was going to say they call you Met, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Met Foreman, because of my diabetes. But, yeah, you can call me whatever.
They always wish they had never met you.
Yeah, like, oh, shit, well, yeah, I know.
My son got a kick out of you having a picture of a beluga whale.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I posted that. I said, what, Bob at feeding time or something?
Yeah.
It's a beluga whale eating.
Yeah, it's a beluga whale getting some food from the trainer.
Your son saw that.
I showed him.
Oh, he laughed, right?
Oh, yeah, he laughed.
Oh, yeah, that's funny, yeah. I immediately saw in front of you when I took that picture. Like, oh, yeah, that looks like Lament, man. Like,
yeah.
Oh.
Big beluga whale.
Big white whale.
Yeah. Nice. Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate your kindness.
It just seems right, you know. It just seems right.
Yeah. Well, you whenever know? You see a beluga whale, you think of me.
Yeah.
Every time I think of you, you're always a beluga whale.
Maybe it was a little mean. All right, it was a little mean. Maybe I don't know.
Look what this guy's doing. That's why I'd like, hey, look at this. Look what this guy's doing. Who does he think he is, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, oh, I thought God. It was funny, though.
Well, thank you. Thank you for laughing. That was very nice. Thank you.
He suggested posting the picture of this guy with a KFC bucket underneath the fountain drink thing.
Yeah.
And say, yeah. Miles getting a soda.
Yeah, that's probably the truth. Yeah, that's probably not
funny. Oh, free refills. Here, I got my own cup.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm like, yeah. Oh, that's fine. That's funny as well, son, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Gotta take funny. The high road sometimes, you know. Take the high road.
Oh, okay.
Don't want to get muddy on the low road.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Yes, thank you. Very nice. Thank you.
Yeah. So,
I got jealous. You went on some big, you know, road trip with your son recently. So, you know, I cannot.
Yeah, we went up to Maine. Yeah.
And I didn't get to be on some snowy mountain or cryptozoology museum or.
Yeah.
You know, eating whatever. Eating at some weird place, whatever else the hell you did, I don't remember.
Yeah. Had Wahlburgers.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Wahlburgers.
Yeah.
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 So you decided to go on your own little trip?
Yeah, I did. I did a poor man's version of yours. So I didn't get to, you know, take no Boeing 47, you know, 747 out to Maine, you know,
Yeah, I don't remember. It was 737, I think. What's the one with three and two, or three and three seats? Three seats and three seats.
Well, you took up three all by yourself.
Unfortunately, I didn't. I wish I would have, but no, I did not.
We went to Chicago for a couple of days and went to Springfield. Now we're home again, so.
Well, that was a quick trip.
Yeah, we saw quite a bit of stuff, and unfortunately, due to time constraints, I cannot go into it, because not really all of it was that funny, but, yeah, we,
Sure, no, I understand.
all right, we woke up on day one, and it was really cloudy out. You know,
yeah.
No, we're at my sister's house, and I know we always talk about my sister's house.
Galoshes?
Galoshes, yes. You refuse to go back.
Yeah, I'm not going there again.
And,
yeah, your sister's very forward thinking.
She is, yes. Yeah, she was way ahead of the curve on certain things that have come to pass, but yes.
Yeah, unfortunately she was confused, but other than that, yeah.
She thought you and I were having some kind of bromance or something. I don't know what. But
yeah,
yeah,
I think she...
She wants to be bed buddies or something.
I think she had, like, had a hidden camera or something. Well, they certainly didn't have a lock on the bathroom door, so anyway.
They still don't.
Oh, well, that's fantastic. Hey, anybody wants to come in while I'm doing my business, come right on in. That's good.
Yeah, I actually had to leave today because I'd used up all our toilet paper. I'm like, shit, we got to get out of here.
that's
okay. Right. There's like no toilet paper left in this house. We have to leave now. Now.
You're terrible. The next person goes in. Give me the funnies. Bring them in here. Hurry.
So.
I'm sorry, Marmaduke. You're going where no dog has gone before. Yeah. That family circle, I just don't get it.
Them highfalutin kids.
Yeah.
And, all right, so the last few years, like, she's been bugging my youngest son. She's like, because, you know, he's into music and stuff. And
yeah, she's always like, when are you going to drop acid? Here, I got some acid.
Yeah, we're going to take weed and acid. No, she's like, listen, she goes, me and your uncle here, we have like 200, I don't know how many LPs, and we're probably just going to throw them away. So if you want to look through them sometime.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
She just took them all.
Well, I mean, it's a mixture. It's, you know, there's a little bit of everything in this. You know, maybe there's polka, you know,
so what? You never know what's going to be worth something. You take them all and you just go to the place to sell them and you let them figure out what one's worth something.
Yeah, I know. I thought that too. But we were on vacation, so I couldn't, you know, we couldn't take that many. We took about 60, I think, probably.
Oh, God. Okay.
Easily 60, I'd say. And,
yeah.
So she's been bugging him, and so he's finally decided.
I'll be taking all the Greg Allman right now. Just saying.
There was no Allman Brothers. Yeah. No.
Okay.
Uriah Heep, which I don't even know what the hell he's saying, but Uriah Heep.
I thought that was the name of your cab driver in Chicago.
Yeah, it might have been. Yeah, come on in, man, don't you know? Yeah. So he's finally. This is the year he's going to do it, right?
Okay.
I didn't know any of this was happening, right? So he's like going through the luggage. He's like, where's socks? I need some extra socks.
Yeah.
I go, for what? He goes, don't worry about it. I just need some extra socks. I'm like, okay, well, whatever. Next thing I know, he's got them on his hand.
Oh, because he's going through the albums.
Yeah, and he's got these socks, like, hiked up to his elbows. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, he looks like he's going to deliver a calf or something. And he's all, I'm like, oh, what the hell's going on? Well, he's decided that they have like this old shitty basement, right?
Uh-huh.
It's dark. It's shitty. It is full of cobwebs.
Oh,
right?
So he thinks there's going to be a spider on there?
And he is just completely afraid of spiders.
All right.
Like, some people don't like snakes or frogs or whatever. Spiders freak my son out bad.
Yeah.
But he wants these albums. He's like, oh my God, I want these albums.
Okay.
And the only way to get it, though, is like you have to actually lay out these wooden steps, put your hands into the holes in between the steps, if you will.
Uh-huh.
And reach in, because the albums are like on top of like a file cabinet that you can't really get to. Had you gone down to the floor, you know?
Okay, yeah.
Because there's all, you know, there's, I don't even know what the hell's down there. There's machinery, I don't even know what the hell it's for. I'm like, what the hell is this?
Dead bodies.
I don't know.
Whatever.
Yeah. And so he decided the best way to do is lay on the floor or lay on the steps and, like, take these things out, you know, in chunks.
Right. Yeah.
And he's just like so freaked out with spiders. He's like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. I'm like, you know, Indiana, you know, throw me the whip.
Yeah, gotcha.
The kid is, I mean, he's looking around, he's checking his body out like every 5 seconds.
Well,
I'm helping to bring it up, but the second challenge to it is that, like, my sister has a collection of birds.
Oh, I know. Which are just gross to begin with, but go ahead.
I mean, she's got several dogs in her house, too, but now she's got, like, various birds. I probably talked about them before, but there's one in particular, which is a macaw.
Okay. Isn't that illegal?
They're really... No, you can have them. They're about $2,500, I think, to have one. But.
Yeah.
And this son of a bitch is out for blood, man. This son of a bitch does not like us.
Well, you wonder why.
Yeah. So, like, we're running these albums, like, back and forth to the kitchen tables.
You got, like...
go past this bird coming and going, you know?
You got, like, Syphil and Ollie going through the record collection, and, you know...
Yeah. Oh, my God. This bird, yeah, is just totally... He's getting so pissed off, he's biting himself. He's lurching at you. I'm like, Jesus, this is like the end of freaking Indiana Jones. I swear to freaking God, you're going to get past the spider trials, and then there's the bird trials.
Yeah, and then the big boulder was you whenever you fell down tripping on your shoelaces.
Yeah, right. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Jack. Yes. And then, like, I don't know if it's dirt or black mold on these albums. I'm not sure what it was.
Oh, it's like, black mold. I can already guarantee you right now it's black mold.
So I'm hoping, you know, if we end up, like, dead here in another week or so, you'll know it was probably black mold that killed us.
Yeah, it's black mold. I can tell you that. I don't even have to look at it. There's no way it's just dirt. It's black mold.
Yeah, I'll take some pictures of it.
They've probably been in that basement since they moved into that nice house they have there. And
oh, they've lived there, yeah, since the probably late 80s, probably.
Yeah, and that's mold.
Yeah. And I mean, because I don't know, it's like the Silence of the Lambs basement down there, you know, it's like you dare not touch anything. And,
yeah. Oh, no, the records are down in the well. Just...
Yeah, it puts the records in the well.
Just lower yourself down on this rickety device here we have, and then get what you want. Take what you want.
Yeah, like I saw her deep freeze. I didn't want to look in it because I know she used to like throw like pets in there and stuff that had died.
Yeah.
I know that at least there used to be a raccoon in there. I know that.
Grammy.
Yeah, I didn't want to look in there. I'm like, fuck. But yeah, it was just so gross. It was, but there's all these cool albums, you know, like Beach Boys and Rush. And,
yeah, the Beatles Joel. With the dead babies. What was that one called?
The what?
The Beatles album where they had the dismembered dolls.
Yeah. They didn't have that. But I was hoping, I'm like, man, that'd be worth like, man, like $1 million. Man, it's like really collectible, man. It's like super collectible. Man.
Yeah, you never know.
Right. So, both of them, yeah, I said, if we don't need these records, we can clean them up. Maybe we can resell them or something, you know? Like, yeah.
Your sister, you know, she slept around. She might have stole it from somebody she was sleeping with at one point or another.
Well, thank you. Yeah, thank you for saying hello, my sister. Thank you. You're a jackass. Yeah.
I have no idea.
I leave her with no toilet paper, and you're making jokes. You're a jackass.
I can't imagine. I can't imagine the courting situation with your sister. I couldn't imagine.
I don't know. You know, all I know about it was like I would be home when I was like a little kid and my sister had like a 10 speed or something.
Mm-hmm.
And she was either leaving on the 10 speed or coming back on the 10 speed. I'm like, where are you going? Oh, nowhere.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, where'd you come back from? Oh, nowhere.
Nowhere.
Oh.
Hmm.
Oh, okay. All right.
Why do you smell like smoke?
Nowhere. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't imagine. Your sister's not a very feminine, really.
She is not into girly stuff, no.
No, yeah. So I can't imagine what it was like.
I think she would not have a problem wearing men's shoes or anything like that, no.
I just have a feeling that she just, you know, manhandled some guys, and that was what she did.
Oh, yeah, that's totally my sister. Yeah, you know, yeah, she manhandled them, yeah. The 40 or 50 guys she was with, yeah, yeah.
I'm just assuming she just, you know, say, hey, you.
My sister.
I got an itch, you know what I'm saying? Come on.
My sister, as far as I know, was a nun.
So oh, please, come on.
I don't know.
I'm pretty, well, how many kids does she have, like four?
Three.
Yeah, okay.
Three.
There you go.
Well, you got two.
I know. I'm just saying.
Look at all the whores you slept with, Christ.
I know, it's terrible.
Fucking them in quarries and whatever the fuck else, man. Jesus.
I'm just, well, she's older than I am, so I don't know.
Well, I'm just saying, don't throw stones, you know.
I'm not throwing stones. I'm just trying to imagine.
Judge not, lest she be judged.
I'm not judging. I'm just trying to imagine it, you know.
Buzz, we got some sweet records of it, so man, don't harsh my buzz, man. With, you know, your bullshit, harshing my buzz.
Did you get that Jefferson Airplane one that you could, like, make into a little box?
No.
Oh, okay. Because they had, the Jefferson Airplane put out an album. I can't remember which one it is, but it was like, you could make it into, like, a little stash box.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
No.
Rolling Stones had one with a real zipper on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you get that one?
No, I mean, these weren't, like, you know, the best albums, I'm just saying, but, you know, kind of, you know.
What are you saying?
Like, Rush is, like, you know, just an early warning, you know, stuff like that.
Okay.
You know. So, yeah, stuff like that, so it's all right, it's cool.
All right. So what else happened?
Yeah.
What did you do with the socks when you got done?
I don't know. I have no idea. He quit using the socks after a while because he manned up. He finally manned up and said, all right, so I'm just going to grab them and we're just going to go through them. And
I have a feeling that the socks ended up as toilet paper.
Well, there was no toilet paper there, so yeah, I don't know. I was tempted to go over to the Shell station and steal some toilet paper and come back.
I love your first instinct. It's not to run down to the store to get some. Just go over to the Shell station and take some out of that.
Well, you're on your vacation. You don't want to spend all your vacation money on toilet paper.
It's like $1, $2. You go to the store. Dollar General, get a dollar.
This is like some podunk town. You know they're going to get like $10 a roll for freaking paper, man.
Oh,
come
please. Come on now.
Come on.
These are cheap.
I'll take
a soda and a jerky and a candy, and I'll have a key to the bathroom so I can steal your toilet paper.
Where the hell's all our toilet paper?
It's like, well, we made so much on the soda and the jerky and everything, and like could have bought a whole pack of toilet paper with that, but idiot.
I had to do a rewipe because I crapped at the mall and like I could not use that little paper thin tape room.
I don't even want to hear about that. That's disgusting.
I about pooped my pants going to the mall. Like,
a rewipe. You know what a rewipe is, don't you?
Yeah.
It means you shit your pants.
A rewipe was like, you know, like you didn't get it good the first time.
Yeah, I know. It means you shit your pants.
I almost did shit in my pants going to Fox Valley Mall. Like,
oh my God, I cannot imagine being you in public all the time.
My wife thought it was bullshit, and she pulls up, she's taking her time, pulls in the mall, driving around like 5 miles per hour. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to shit my pants. Maybe I'll park by Macy's. I don't give a shit. Just park my car.
You should have went to Macy's. They have better toilet paper there.
No, I did go to Macy's.
Oh, you did?
The worst toilet paper.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's paper thin, and every time you pull it by the roll, it breaks off after, like, two little sheets.
Well, how much do you need, for Christ's sake?
Well, I was, like, trying to wipe, like, a messy BM with, like, about something the size of, like a Kleenex or something, you know?
Just run down to the food court and get a bunch of napkins.
Oh, my God. I just put my pants up.
That's disgusting.
And you know what, too? You know what, too? I wanna apologize right now to somebody.
Oh, really? Okay.
To my good friend Mitch Kirtlebaum. I want to apologize.
Why? Does he have better toilet paper than Macy's?
No, I didn't crap at his house. Oh. I wanted to so bad, but I didn't. No. I mean, I was putting out his driving technique a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I really was hard on him. I just said, you know, you can't drive. You drive horribly. And I just want to apologize.
Uh-huh.
Because I drove with my wife this weekend.
Yeah.
On this trip. And I just want to apologize right now that I was out of line with everything I said.
Well, that and not paying for Manny's food.
The next time. I see Manny again, God willing.
Yeah, uh-huh.
You know, I'm going to take care of him.
Sure. Don't hold your breath, Manny. So your wife was driving like crazy woman, huh?
I don't know why. She, every once in a while, she goes, let me drive.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right. So we had parked, you know, at Soldier Field. We were doing stuff at the aquarium and, you know, places like that. We
yeah.
can't time to leave, and my wife makes this big stink about, I'm going to drive.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, well, yeah, okay, it's pretty easy. You know, pretty easy shot getting home, you know.
Sure.
So, if you know Chicago, it's a little bit, I-55, Interstate 55, begins and ends right there at Lakeshore Drive.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Pretty close to the museums, right?
Yeah, right there.
You know this, right?
I know, I've been there.
Yeah, okay, so it's pretty easy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay, well, you know, we're going to get on Lakeshore Drive, and then you're going to get on I-55, and then we'll turn on Highway 30. Okay, all right.
There you go. Easy. Easy peasy.
Right, so what we go, so we get on, we also leaving, we get on, you know, the Lakeshore Drive.
Which lane do I want?
The one we're in.
Which lane?
Yeah, the one we're in. We want to stay in the one we're in.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, like the whole trip is like these stupid questions. I'm like, did she have a head injury or what? What the hell happened?
Don't you guys got GPS on your phone? Just turn on GPS.
No, we do, but I mean, I know where we're going. You know, I mean, wasn't that, you know.
I'm like, okay. 55 South, get out of town, and take the next highway.
I mean, you might want to get the car in the next lane.
Our car?
Yeah, our car. What the fuck do you think I'm talking about? Our car, yes. I was scared. I thought she had a stroke or something. I'm not kidding. I'm like, okay, I'm getting scared.
That's funny.
I'm in the back seat, right?
Yeah, you're in the back seat?
Yeah, I just let my son sit up front. I figured, well, there's a bad collision. I'll be okay back here.
Yeah, I was going to say, that was your thought process. I'll be safe back here.
Like, and the whole way, I'm like, okay, you want to turn on Highway 30.
Okay.
Yeah.
I go, it's right after Highway 53 is Highway 30.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
You got it?
Yep, all right.
Yeah.
You know, so we're driving, a little bit stop and go traffic. I can see taillights. She's not slowing down. I'm like, slow down, taillights, slow down. You know.
Oh, are they? Oh, okay.
You drive me crazy.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, you know, whole way. I'm like, okay, Smidge Colonel Bob, I'm very sorry. I wanted to call up Smidge at that point. I'm like, I'm sorry. So we get past, like, we start getting close, and we're, like, just, like, a couple miles away from Highway 30. We go past Highway 53.
Yeah.
I go, there's Highway 53. You want to get off on Highway 30.
Okay. That question?
What could be hard about that, right?
Which way?
Well, this is just getting on the ramp. This has nothing to do with once you get off the ramp. This is getting out of the fucking ramp, right?
You got to get on the ramp first, and then you go east or west. Okay.
Yeah, okay, I go, you know, then we'll take a right eventually, and then we'll go to the mall, and I can poop my pants. And,
right, yeah, exactly.
Okay, so I go, okay, so there's Highway 30 right there. There's a sign telling them, oh, okay, all right. So she starts making her way onto the ramp, and she's like, this is the right way, right?
Yeah.
Now we're on the fucking ramp.
Your wife sounds more like Fred Armiston tonight than usual.
Oh my god! I'm like, yeah, go straight. So she interprets that as get off the ramp and get back on I-55.
Oh well, there you go.
So she all of a sudden starts to going left, like back on the.
Just stay with this.
What the fuck? What are you fucking doing? You had me confused.
Oh my.
I had you confused.
This sounds like a great holiday.
The last half an hour, Bob, I told her exactly where it was, where to turn. You could not miss it. She's following the signs. She's doing it.
Just follow the signs, says Iowa.
Right?
Yeah.
How can you not get that right? How could you get the direction wrong? How? How?
I don't know. I probably could do that.
How could you? I was scared. I really, at this point, I didn't know if she'd been robbed and hit in the head when she went to the bathroom or something. I don't know.
Probably was smelling your stinky ass because you didn't wipe your butt completely.
I don't know, yeah.
She's probably like, oh my god, I can't take this.
Oh my god, yeah, I just, after that, I'm getting queasy. And then I made a mistake of, let her drive to Springfield a little bit today, and she's,
That's pretty easy. Springfield's an easy town.
Yeah, I know it is. Because, we're in Springfield, and we're, leaving the parking garage, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's, some old man, not an old man, but an older guy. He's working the ticket thing, the garage.
Yeah.
I go, as we exit, what is this? Is this, Fifth Street? Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Okay. It'll take you to, Hannibal,
there you go.
Go further than that if you want. Just keep going on there. It'll take you down to Columbia, Missouri, or wherever you want to go.
Yeah, there you go.
Now, I just asked what street this is. I didn't ask where it takes you to.
He's being thorough.
Yeah, he's trying to guess my destination. Well, if you take the left, you go to St. Louis.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Or if you take a right, go to Decatur.
There you go. You want to go to
Decatur. Okay. All right. I don't know what this guy is. He's throwing out, directions. I just asked.
He's trying to figure out where you guys live.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm like, I just fucking asked what fucking street this is. I didn't ask anything else.
Maybe your wife was holding up a thing that says, I'm being kidnapped.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, then she's bitching about my driving.
Oh, you're driving bad.
She's like, I'm being kidnapped. Have the police follow us whichever way he goes. And then that's why he's trying to get out of you which way you're going. You know?
Yeah, I'm trying to turn out of the parking garage. I stop because I see there's a motorcycle and truck coming towards us.
Yeah.
And my son and my wife are both like, just go, just cut him off, just go.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, no, I'm not going to cut off a motorcycle guy in a fucking truck. What the fuck? I don't know what everyone was smoking today, but it was like,
You should check your car for an exhaust leak.
I don't know. The whole trip, I don't know. It was weird. Yeah, I don't know.
Did you take the car that came with the bike, or did you take a different car?
I don't have that car anymore. I got rid of that long ago.
I know. I'm just joking.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Not a great story, but anyway, a true story. Yeah, that was weird.
Was this the car that's got the Krugerrands rattling around in it somewhere?
No, I didn't know. That one's got a leaky radiator. I didn't take that one.
Oh, okay. Sounds like
I still haven't got that fixed.
Leaky radiator.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds harrowing. I told you your wife drives terrible, but you don't want to listen to me.
You know what? You're right. My apologies to you, sir. Nor does she take directions well either. I can tell you.
When she drove me to the McDonald's the one time, I thought, oh my gosh. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. It's McDonald's?
There was no, I wasn't telling her where to go, so maybe that was your problem. I don't know.
Are we going to McDonald's?
It was just intense. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
It was like Blues Brothers that are being pursued or something, kind of intense, so.
The only thing she has in common with Smidge is she likes screwing with stuff as she drives.
Oh, like the radio and whatnot?
Yeah,
get this out. I want to hook up my phone to the thing.
Or did you mean that more in a sexual nature? I wasn't sure.
Yeah, they're both super sweet. They both have a super sweet ass. I know that.
That kind of screwing with stuff as they drive. Okay.
Yeah. No, I don't know. She's digging for shit in her purse. It's like, oh, my God. Get off my lip balm.
I know I got some extra toilet paper in here somewhere. Would you please take care of that stinky ass of yours?
And she's not watching the road at all. I mean, just completely looking down, you know, reaching under the seat.
I got some wet wipes in here somewhere. There's still some baby wipes left over from when the kids were little.
Does your wife do that? Like, she just impulsively, like, has to do something to the car. You know, it's like, okay.
Yeah, I always tell her to quit. But, yes, whenever she does that, I say, quit it. Quit it.
Like, the trip cannot continue until they find this item, whatever this is.
Yeah, quit it. We're driving. You drive. I'm looking at the map. You drive.
I lost my charging cord. Where is it? Everyone look.
Yeah.
I think I left it in the shitter. Where is it at?
Yeah, really. I think your dad used it to wipe his butt.
Yeah.
Oh, here you go.
If you go on vacation.
Well, you guys, that sounds like it was a great one.
Yeah.